In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Moses said to the people, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is as our Lord answered when he was questioned by the scribes and the Pharisees, the first of the commandments. It is far more important than any other one. Even the second commandment, which is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself, this is still more important. Because from the fact that there is a God, and he is our God, and we are to worship him alone, flows every other commandment that there is. Even the one that says, love your neighbor as yourself. Why do we love our neighbors? Do we love them because they are lovable, because they're nice, because they smell good, because they're good to be around? No, we love them because God loves them, because he created them in his image and likeness, even if that image happens to be very buried, very, very deep and is obscured. That's why we love our neighbor, because we love God. The first thing to remember about loving God is that there's only one God. There's not just one God for this world and, you know, many other gods, or one God for this people and that there are other gods. No, there's just one God. And he reveals himself to us in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God who is Father of all. There we have it, one God. Now, we can make other gods, we can pretend that there are other gods, we can worship other things as if they were gods. You know, there are the pagan gods, which are really masks of the devil and his deception, whether they be Thor or Shiva or, you know, any of the other pagan gods. They are false gods, and sometimes the devil hides behind them and uses them to deceive people and to get them away from the one true God, because that's what the devil does. And then there are the other gods that we make for ourselves, whether it be our job or wealth or pleasure or even family, because sometimes we can take a lesser good and raise it to the status of the good, God himself. No, everything else is secondary to God. And so there's one God, put him first before everything else. And then the other thing we need to realize is that everything good that we have comes either directly or indirectly from God. Even if it's a good that's given to us by another person, it ultimately is traced back to God. That's why we don't take credit for things ourselves. You know, there's really no such thing as a self-made man. There is a God-made man. We can cooperate with God, but every good thing comes from God, and we need to give thanks for that and be grateful. You know, as I like to tell people who confess ungratitude in the confessional, try to focus not so much on what you are missing in your life. And let's face it, all of us are missing something in our lives. All of us have things that we would like, or situations that we'd like, or events that we would like. And we tend to focus in on those so much that we forget all of the other good things that God has given us. Instead, focus on the good which God has given you and thank him for it. You know, when we pray, we shouldn't just ask for stuff. You know, first of all, we should listen to what God has to say to us, because what God says is more important than what we say. And secondly, we should not let any prayer go by where we don't at least thank God for one thing. And what I recommend to a lot of people is that you thank God for at least three things every day. It can be the same three things, or it can be different three things, but thank God. And as you are grateful to God, you will seem to it will seem to you that the things that appear to be missing to you in your life will shrink, because you'll realize just how much God has given you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.